Hey kid, getting tired of all this running around. I think I'm going down. Oh yeah. Don't you think it's time? Time we reconciled. Maybe we could talk a while.
And we know it wasn't easy.
You've been after me a long while, a pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst.
WMFO Medford.
All right, so let's go with something a little bit classic as a counterpoint to the modern music. This is K-Star with one of the great holiday tunes of all time.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again.
It's on everybody's Christmas list this year. The bag. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. K-Star, Derek, you beat me. You beat me. It was my next round pick.
Wow.
It's round five. K-Star, everybody's waiting for the man with the bag versus the Killers with Dirt Sledding. We have Mike Pinkus start or Molly starts?
Molly
is starting this round.
A good round for both of you, but I like Derek's a little bit better, the jazzy.
Mm-hmm. All right, K-Star, everybody waiting for the man with the bag. Winston, that's a point there.
Yep.
Terrence, go ahead.
I have to go with K-Star. I know I'm a big fan of Pussycats. She's a big fan of Pussycats. Who isn't a fan
I'm
of Pussycats?
I'm just a fan of Pussy.
Sometimes it takes a while to get them to purr, but it's pretty cool to get them to purr. So I'm a big fan of K because she's a big fan of Pussycats, and so am I.
All right. Very nice, K-Star. Winston Kidd.
You know what? I'm going with yours, Chris. I thought I had a really nice, got me bopping around.
Thank you, sir. I like the Killers. I like how they do that annual Christmas song, and that's one of my favorites. Go ahead, Tony.
It was December 1945. The war was over. K-Star was playing.
That's what they want America to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So I'm going that way.
This is the great that we're trying to make again.
This is, yeah.
I got news for you. I'm going to be playing it again next round.
I don't know if you know this about K-Star, Man with the Bag, but it costs $1.29 on Amazon.
You can give away an ounce for free.
And the Killers' Dirt Sledding is only on iTunes for $1.29. Mm-hmm. But the Killers song was really long. I got distracted. Mm-hmm. I don't know the attention span. I don't remember what the song was halfway through. This guy came with chocolate.
It's Joel. Joel came in with chocolate.
Yeah, I really like the K-Star song a little better. So we're going with K-Star.
There we go.
And Derek.
There we go. K-Star. Wow. What'd you get? K-Star got four on that one?
Four.
4-1. Yeah, I knew that would be a big winner there, Derek, and you beat me to it.
I think that's the first time that's happened, actually, where we've had a song on our playlist.
That's true.
The one thing that kind of surprised me is, and maybe we should have just colluded for this, I'm a little surprised that we didn't open with Prince and David Bowie.
Yeah, you know, I originally threw Prince on the list because, you know, I'm a huge Prince fan, and then I'm like, you know what, we never had that on there, and I don't have it in my 10, but I was going to play it as part of the show tonight.
Yeah.
Because Prince has a song called Another Lonely Christmas, but I did pick another dead person for my next pick here.
Nice.
But you are actually up for this this round. For round six, you're at the top.
As far as I know, everybody who recorded this song is dead, if that's a...
it's the dead round.
That's a requirement for this.
Another dead round.
You know, I've had this for years. this is one of those things that pops up
when chlamydia?
when I throw that.
Sorry. Sorry.
This is one of those things that pops up when I've got.
Chlamydia doesn't pop up. That's herpes. Come on.
What does chlamydia do then?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Chlamydia stays with you for a while. It like hides. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
It's like a horseshoe crab.
But it stays.
It's like, right, yeah. I'm not going to argue with you because clearly I don't know what you do.
You just totally hijacked Eric's intro. I'm sorry.
It's a little like that uncle you find in your shed on Boxing Day.
Is this a bad time to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Julie, right now?
The tests are due back next week.
So this is one of those songs that that pops up when I've just got the whole Christmas playlist on random, and every time I hear it, I'm like, I love this song, and I finally figured out where it was on the list. This is some good old-school rockabilly Christmas right here. This is the Harmony Grits.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, and Santa is coming to town.
That's a tough one to beat, I think, there. So round six, we're going into round six. Derek has 3 full points, and I have 2. So we are in the middle of round six. I was going to pick something a little bit different, but as soon as you played that, I'm like, Derek is really bringing it this year. I have to do something that beats that. And I thought, I might be shooting myself in the foot here, but I thought that was phenomenal, Derek. And I have to pull out the big guns on this one. I wasn't planning to play this one just yet, but I think you guys might enjoy this and you'll know what it's from.
Okay, children, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to O Holy Night, I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet!
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
And Oh, what was that for? I didn't screw up.
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's babe.
Those aren't the words, Eric.
This Jesus was born, and so we give praise. Fall on your knees and hear.
Very nice, Eric.
I remember that whole chorus. Didn't even have to...
Missed it.
On it. Damn, Cartman.
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French words.
What?
There you go. Eric Cartman, South Park, with Mr. Garrison in the background with Oh Holy Night, or at least a version of it. And that was versus the Harmony Grits with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Arguably one of our strongest rounds, I think.
That guy loves him some Santa, is all I'm going to say.
Let's see what happens on this one. Terrence, you are up. You are the first judge here for round six.
For me, this one's very easy. Chris knows I love South Park. Just love it. If I was ever a father, I'd want Butters to be my son. Yeah. That's how much I love South Park, so it's Chris.
All right. There's one for Eric Cartman, Oh Holy Night.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, this is... Screw you guys, I'm going home. I'm voting for the South Park.
Thanks, sir.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to vote for Derek.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, Derek. Both songs are funny.
Yeah.
You know, so... But I like that song. I like rockabilly.
It was a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good song.
Just to be consistent, the Harmony Grits is 99 cents on iTunes. The South Park song is not available, but I'm going to go against my gut because I'm sorry, South Park's just funny.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So even though it's priceless or valueless, we're going with the South Park and Chris Earl.
Thank you, sir. And Molly.
This is going to be another Christmas present that I lose. So I'm going with Chris.
There you go. 4-1 on that one with the South Park.
That's sort of a nuclear option.
That's part of going second there, Derek. Yeah. I thought that song that you picked was probably my favorite one you've played. So you pulled it out. That was a Hear It Wow moment for me. I'd never heard that song before, and it was fantastic.
It's like I say, it shows up on my playlist. I'm like, I love it. I love the way the guy's like screaming Santa at the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get that sort of like gospel, like church feel to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great rockabilly to it.
It is.
You're dropping A-bombs with the South Park over here.
It is a great song. However, you have a cattle prod and South Park.
I had to do it. I mean, it writes itself.
I was down 3-2, so now it's 3-up. So we're going into the top of round 7. Actually, this is my pick for the top of round 7. Let's see. Top of round 7. All right, it's 3-up.
I think this chair stinks.
I can't pick. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
The chair stinks.
However, you got to pick the man with the bag one. I'm going to pick this one, and I think you guys will recognize who these two fellas are. And this is from 1971, Christmas Battle, round 7. It's Cheech and Chong here on the Christmas Battle.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
out.
About
who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
bread.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
All right. Well, as promised at the top of the show, Lisa Nichols could not be here tonight because of a family commitment. But you are going to hear her in my entry for, this is round seven, I believe. This, I need to say, was completely unscripted. And I am amazed that I got through it without saying anything that would incur an FCC fine.
Completely over the new trend of the red and green lights that are shadowed onto okay. the house. I hate it.
I hate it. Look, I'm saving this.
It hurts.
Here's a preview of the first show in January, our best of show, because I am going to name this as the best hillbilly holiday accessory of 2016.
Wait, not the blow-up inflatable Santa with the gun?
We've had those for a while. The blow-up crap is nothing new. This is the most appalling holiday decoration of the last 40 years, okay? You have to go back to the aluminum tree with the color wheel that made it appear to change from yellow to blue to red to green to find something as obnoxious as these freaking Christmas laser lights. If you have it on your home, take it down right now and go sit in the basement in shame until 2017. This is the tackiest piece of garbage to be foisted on the American people in decades. It looks awful. How can you look at your home and not realize that it looks awful? Your neighbors are laughing at you. When you don't get invited to the block party this year, get invited to any of the neighbors' parties this year, it's because you got the freaking laser light on your house. There is some guy over in Stoneham who's got his entire house.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them on all four sides. Not another single light, okay? It looks like Chernobyl. Because you got this dark, drab house with all these glowing lights all over it. And it's like, there's nothing festive about this. It's not Christmas. It's a cheap-ass laser that you should be ashamed to buy. Stores that sell this to you should be ashamed to stock it.
Mm-hmm. There's actually an infomercial for it now.
I hate this product so much. And you know what? You know, one of the things is about this, if you know somebody who's got that inflatable crap all over their lawns, mm-hmm. and those goddamn cheap ass candy canes that they sell at Lowe's for like, you know, 20 of them for $5, mm-hmm. like spread out like it's a fence all over the place, they got one of these freaking laser projectors too.
I actually went to a family party this weekend. Also, another family member lives on that street, and I just held my head in horror, noticing their house was covered in them.
You ruined Christmas. Go home. You ruined Christmas.
Go to your red and green spotted.
Holy cow. Yeah, it. The canes are bad enough. The canes are terrible. But these things, oh my God, it's an affront to the holidays.
All right, there we go. That was Derek and Lisa from The Big Picture. What do you? I was calling that one Christmas laser lights. What would you call that, Derek?
That's the holiday laser rant.
Holiday laser rant. There we go.
Hillbilly Christmas decoration.
All right, Winston, you are up for round seven for the first judging. It was Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady versus Derek and Lisa with Holiday Christmas Rant.
Wow, that's really tough. That's probably the closest one in my mind. I'm going to go local because I've been going local, and mm-hmm. so I'm going with Derek on that one.
All righty.
Derek, how dare you talk about Christmas lights like that? Laser lights. We have those on our house as we speak right now. We got them this year.
I understand this is a controversial position, but I am a holiday traditionalist. I am standing by it.
We don't want to get invited to the block party.
Well, see, in that case, job done.
But that being said, I like them. We have a thing where snowflakes, they twirl around.
Those are awesome. Those I don't have a problem with. It's the red and green.
It's just pandering.
Laser. Mm-hmm. No, I love the kaleidoscope. I love the snowflakes. I had the ghosts swirling on my house at Halloween.
Okay.
All that stuff's awesome. All right. The lasers, especially the people who don't know how to operate them, and it's just like...
It's the commercials that really screw it up. They're actually nice. The only dangerous part is like the laser gets in your eye, but...
I'm going to take you over to Stoneham and show you
I'm going to take
house.
You to task on that. Is that the right term?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Chris. I got to go Cheech and Chong.
Thank you, sir.
I just... disgust me, Derek. That's great.
As you guys know, Cheech and Chong, Santa and the Old Lady is approximately 27 pesos on iTunes. I had to look up a conversion calculator, so my phone is just about dead any minute now. And Derek's song there, I don't know if it was a song, but and also the only decoration that I approve of is a red X on your door, because that's what we do. I don't think we're allowed to get like Mexicans anymore in the new Trump world, so I have to go with Derek.
All right.
I have heard the rant many, 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 many times, and Chris's was very funny, but way too long. Way too long, so I'm going with Derek on this one.
All right. Terrence.
My voice doesn't matter. It's been decided.
This is Donald Trump's America. Every white voice matters.
Oh, see, it is Derek again. See, that's that negativity in that song that I didn't like that you had. It was just so gloomy. So I like the Cheech and Chong because it, you know what? They count. They matter. Like everybody matters. And plus, I like weed.
And they're probably packing, yeah.
Yeah, I like weed. Who doesn't like weed?
Everybody does now. All right. Is that is it for that round?
That is it.
Was that close? That was close, wasn't it? What was it?
3-2.
Who got that?
I did.
Oh. Boo.
One could say Derek's was long, too, but...
Yeah, it was long. It's like, yeah. Good comedy is never long enough.
The thing that's because I literally just ripped that out of last week's broadcast. Mm-hmm. Lisa brought it up, and it's like...
I did like how you put that together, and I'm glad you won that round.
I didn't plan to talk about it. It wasn't a topic for last week. She brought it up, and I just started going.
If you notice, I say nice things to Derek. He never says anything nice to me.
I never does.
Never.
What?
And he's winning, too.
I praise... excuse me, I've been praising your stuff all night long.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. Thank you. You are up actually.
I am.
Top of the round. And I think Derek's it's 4-3. It's tight right now. It's tight.
We go 10 rounds?
Jeez. You're making me sweat this year, Derek. I stink.
Yeah, this is 8.
Yeah, this is round 8.
Wow.
All right. So let's I'm going first this round, right?
Do something really long that'll take us up till 9:00.
No, I got
cuz I don't really care what the rest of you are doing for Christmas.
I got the what have I got? We could play the Dragnet gun for Christmas.
You know what?
Episode?
I came very close to doing Christmas Dragnet instead of Cheech and Chong, and Cheech and Chong was a last minute because you took my K-Star from me, so I had to do something about the
Christmas
weed.
Christmas Dragnet is 30 minutes long.
Oh, it's fantastic. Stan Freeberg, awesome. One of the finest in comedy.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's 6 minutes.
No, we're talking about different things.
Oh, you're talking about...
I'm talking about
huge,
the Christmas episode of Dragnet.
Oh, of actual Dragnet. I'm talking about Christmas Dragnet that Stan Freeberg did, which is amazing.
The radio show where the parents got like a gun for their kid, and he shoots and kills his friend.
It's horrible.
It's a great, it's a holiday classic.
I don't know how it's a classic.
It's hilarious.
Derek's going really dark.
I'm going to go dark on this one because Derek's going dark. I'm going to go dark on this one.
This is what happens.
I'm going to beat you on the dark.
This is what happens when you host a political show
more whimsy,
in 2016.
No.
You know, it's like the holidays roll around and you're just done.
And you know when Chris Earl goes dark, like the black clouds just pour in.
I think this song is off of the Phil Spector Holiday album, but I could be wrong. It could simply be contemporary.
What a terrible introduction.
And it's not... No, but this is... Like, everybody knows the Darlene Love songs from
right.
And the Ronettes songs from that.
Mm-hmm. Ronettes.
The Ronettes. This is the one that always gets forgotten. This is the Gems.
Thank you.
All right, there's Derek's choice there, and this next one, I promised I would go dark on this one, so this is from A Voice from Beyond the Grave. If anyone kept us grounded, it's this guy from New York. This is Lou Reed with his little Christmas fable called Christmas in February.
Sam was lying in the jungle, Agent Orange spread against the sky like marmalade. Hendrix played on some foreign jukebox, they were praying to be saved. Those gooks were fierce and fearless, that's the price you pay when you invade. Christmas in February. Sam lost his arm in some border town, his fingers are mixed with someone's crop. If he didn't have that opium to smoke, the pain would never ever stop. Half his friends are stuffed into black body bags with their names printed at the top. Christmas in February. Sammy was a short order cook in a short order black and blue collar town. Everybody worked the steel mill, but the steel mill got closed down. He thought if he joined the army, he'd have a future that was sound, like no Christmas in February. Sam staring at the Vietnam Wall. It's been a while now that he's home. His wife and kid have left. He's unemployed. He's a reminder of the war that wasn't won. He's that guy on the street with the sign that reads, "Please help send this vet home." But he is home. And there's no Christmas in February, no matter how much he saves.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. That was Lou Reed with Christmas in February, and the Gems before that with Love for Christmas here on the Christmas Spectacular Battle 4. And Tony starts the round there. The Gems, Love for Christmas versus Lou Reed, Christmas in February.
The Gems, what was it called again? The Gems?
Love for Christmas.
Christmas and Lou Reed.
Christmas in February.
Well, you know, you think of the Lou Reed song, you just think of that guy, you know, the blue-collar guy, mm-hmm. going to work every day, maybe lost his job, maybe, you know, scrounging and scrapping for a laser light thing to put on his house. Meanwhile, your song, Derek, is like a fantasy world of happiness when in Trump's America versus what's really happening in the world today with the...
So he keeps us grounded. Lou always kept us
I'm gonna
grounded.
I'm going to go with Lou. I'm gonna go. That's totally, what I meant to say.
I've totally poisoned you with the laser rat.
You did.
I mean, you can just say that.
I'm going to vote. It doesn't matter what. You can play tiddlywinks on. Not tiddlywinks. I mean,
popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn.
Can I declare a hostile judge? I believe this judge's impartiality.
He's still eligible. The judge is still eligible.
I should be over it by now. I mean, after this round.
All right. Mike.
The Gems was the Phil Spector song, and he killed the woman, right? I just want to be the first to say that I'm against that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I don't.
Most of us, he didn't kill the woman until many years after he recorded that. if that makes a difference.
So this
it makes
that
no difference.
Song planted the seeds.
No, yeah, I don't. I think many years of drug use and
sounded like a great inspiration to killing for me.
Well, potential insanity.
Lou Reed has not killed anybody yet, as far as I know. So I'm going to go with Lou Reed song. Also, I like that song a lot. So
thank you, sir.
We're going, Chris.
Molly.
I agree with Mike in that, you know, killing somebody, not good. However, I like that's the Phil Spector album song better. So, Derek.
All right.
WMFO.
Can you play some Jethro Tull?
Yeah.
we have Lisa Nichols on hold there. Terrence, go ahead.
I'm a fan of killing. I'm so Phil Spector gets my
nice.
Yeah. Someone has to be a fan of it. I'm a fan.
All right.
Nice job, Phil.
I'm sure he's listening.
And finally, Winston Kidd.
All right. So we know Molly's a misogynist now. But I've got to. I got to come out and say that I am totally, totally, totally against killing people, especially women people.
Yeah.
I think we all share
I love
that.
The laugh afterwards. Yeah.
We wonder if women are people.
Anyway, I like Chris's song better.
All right, it's Lou. So what did we get there? Lou win that round?
Lou's winning. Lou wins that round.
Lou wins that round. And we had a person actually text us and said a holiday song with the word gook in it.
Yeah.
It wins the round.
Can I at least say that for all of Phil Spector's murder of women, there were no racial slurs in that song by the Jets.
You know, Lou kept it real.
But he had the co-op girls go doot doot doot.
Yes, he did.
It was a great anti-war song that Lou wrote there. And we have Lisa Nichols on the line. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So sad I can't be there tonight, but yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing a pretty good job. And wait, I just want to know, who is winning this year so far? Is it Chris or Derek?
It is very, very close right now.
Actually,
what is it, Derek?
It's tied after round eight.
It's tied.
Four really? To four, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Listeners remember from previous years, I believe, Chris, you're the one who's taken the crown the past couple years.
3-0, yeah. Derek is bringing the heat this year, though. I'm sweating. He's bringing the heat this year.
Did I see right on Facebook you did the rant that Derek talked about last week on the show?
Oh, not only did I do it, I set it to music.
Derek put it together and set it to music. Yes.
And Tony Moschetto now hates me and no longer wants to be my friend.
Really he never funny. Wanted to be your friend.
And said, I almost thought about telling Chris that, to do that segment. So, congratulations on that. I definitely would have voted for that. So
yes, you guys, you guys beat
Lisa's
Cheech
not
and
high on my list
round.
Either.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're not high on my list either with that. With your opinion about laser lights.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm completely against them. You know, when the lights on the side of your house, like, almost give you, like, an acute seizure, I'm just not for it. And it is. I agree with Derek. It's lazy.
It looks like a giant Christmas present, my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love
awesome.
That. I love that.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to buy some tomorrow.
Thank you so much for having me on. And to all of our listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. And all you guys in the studio, I love all of you. So.
You as well, Merry Lisa. Christmas. Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. We'll
talk to you soon.
That's Merry all Christmas. We get, Lisa.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Like 2 minutes?
Wow. That's it?
She's going out to buy a laser light.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Fiddle, jeez.
You know what Lisa's getting for Christmas.
She's actually celebrating her birthday tonight. So.
Getting a laser light for Christmas.
Going around disconnecting Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put the headphones on for that.
Yeah. So Winston, let's go through the rounds here. Why not? So we're tied up at 4-4. Do you have a how about a breakdown going round 1 through 8? Do you have the breakdown?
Yes,
there?
I do. Round 1 was won by Derek with a score of 4-1, 4-2 actually, because we had a guest
That's correct. It did Rick Cormier.
Mr. Rick Cormier.
Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
I didn't know that.
Now, round two went to Chris. He tied it up with the Swiss organ, mm-hmm. and that went 4-1.
It's my favorite organ.
Good organ. I have the song names here. If you have to review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want the prices?
I want the prices too.
And if you'd like to purchase these, pick as has the prices of each song after that.
Round three.
I get it.
Derek came back.
Mm-hmm.
With a 3-2. It was kind of tight.
Antsy McLean.
That's right.
Christmas at the Trailer Park, beating out the fabulous Billy May. I thought that was my keeper. I thought, but. That's right.
Could we ever change our votes by any chance?
No.
No? All right.
We have the last judge.
I'm comfortable with that.
I'm
voting
for electorate.
That is like a faithless electorate.
Mm-hmm. Round five? Oh, I'm sorry. Round four. Round four.
Chris tied it up.
I did. With our friend Rob with the Christmas in Alston.
Yeah. Going against James Brown. Round six, Derek came in really strong, not letting up at all with K-Star.
Yeah,
and won that 4-1.
Mm-hmm. Beating out the Killers and the strong Killers tone.
Round seven, Chris keeping right with it. Picked that up 4-1.
South Park.
Yep. Round eight.
Oh, seven.
Round seven, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was Cheech.
No, round seven was Cheech and Chong versus the Holiday Laser Rant. And Holiday Laser Rant won 3-2.
Yes, sir.
Hold and forever on. Soured one of the judges.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are, you know.
You bring politics into the holidays, it's going to happen.
Elections have consequences. And round eight, which we just had, went 3-2 for Chris.
Yeah, Lou Reed picking up a win. On the line, we have Stash. Calling
Stash.
In with his holiday message to us all. Stash.
Vote for Trump, you liberals.
What are you doing, Stash?
Stash?
Oh, we lost him.
He's smoking.
We lost him. He's got to call it back. All right,
so now we're
smoking.
Round nine.
Round nine. That's I'm up. I'm up for round nine. Stash, call on back, and if you're listening, you can judge round nine with us. Here we go. Round nine, I am going to pick a song. What should I pick? Oh, I'm going to pick this. I think you guys will enjoy this. That's my intro.
There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! The gathering around, hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer!
there. And who would ever think, and why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know it is this place that I have found. What is this?
Christmas Town?
Gotta love the Danny Elfman. That is my favorite song in that movie. We're gonna go back. This guy granted an interview recently. Variety went out to talk to entertainers over 90, and he very deliberately made a pain in the ass of himself to the interviewer. This is him in his younger years when he was huge in France, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
It was a day after Christmas, and all I could think about were the ginger peachy presents I received. Ginger peachy, that's a laugh. Ha ha ha. The shirts were swell, the socks were fine. They're all size 10, but my feet are size 9. I've had a very merry Christmas. The watch won't run, the wallet's split. The gloves are small, the pajamas don't fit. I've had a very merry Christmas. 10 dozen hankies, a gift of Auntie Rose's. 10 dozen hankies, she must think I'm covered with noses. 6 neckties, they're all handmade. They're lovely ties, but they're all the same shade. Oh, I've had a very merry Christmas. Jingle bells, give my heart a lift. Tomorrow I'll be on my way, exchanging every gift. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I've never been so disillusioned. The pen won't write, the slippers gap, the bathrobe's tight, and the camera won't snap. I've had a very merry Christmas. Those darn cigars are much too strong. The sweater's wide and the shorts are too long. I've had a very merry Christmas. 6 pairs of swim trunks, a present that my firm made. 6 pairs of swim trunks. They must think I'm Minnie the Mermaid. Hat's too small, the ring ain't gold, the muffler's thin, and I caught a good cold. I've had a very merry Christmas. Yeah, a fine Christmas I had. But don't get me wrong, I'm not too unhappy. I'm just miserable.
All right. That's Jerry Lewis. Stash, are you there?
Stash is here, my friend.
All right, hold on, my friend.
Hello there.
We got Stash on the line.
Stash.
So we just did round 9. Now, Stash, were you listening in? Are you able to judge this round? Are you eligible?
I was only able to hear Christmas music from the supplement. So.
Okay, so you're out. So he is not eligible this round. He did not hear either song.
I am not eligible. I failed again.
I'm impressed that we have Christmas hold music.
There's Christmas hold music? That's nice.
If I could make anything more tense, if I could make anything more uncomfortable, I would say bring all the dreamers to Jimmy Jingle's house.
All right.
Jimmy Dingle wants to help all the immigrants, and I'm willing to debate him all the time as a dirty Trump supporter.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Stash, but
I don't mean to ruin anybody's Christmas, but hey, I'm on the Trump train with Diamond and Silk.
There you go. 2020 Stash.
We got to run again anyway.
We do. Mike Pincus, you're up. Round 9, Jack Skellington, What's This from A Nightmare Before Christmas versus Jerry Lewis with I've Had a Very Merry, Merry Christmas. I've Had a Very Merry Christmas.
I don't know if you picked up on this, but I don't know anything about music. But I don't think that second thing was music, that Jerry Lewis. I find that man so annoying. I know that that's not an original thought. People have found him annoying for, 70 years?
That's why he had to go live in France.
Hello. Yeah, so I'm a hack for finding him annoying, among other reasons. Mm-hmm. But I like that What's This song. So we're going to go with that Christmas song.
There you go. Molly.
I love Danny Elfman, so I'm going with What's This.
All right. Terrence.
You know, I'm liking Derek's choices more. Spectre was a killer. Jerry Lewis is an ass. So, Jerry Lewis.
All right. Jerry Lewis.
You know what? I never liked Lewis without Martin. So, I'm going with Chris on this one.
All right. Jack Skellington on this one.
This came down to, what song would I listen to more than once?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm going to go with Derek. Even though he lost, I'll just vote just out of pity.
Did you lose that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 3-2.
3-2. All right.
So this is it. This is it.
Let's check in with Stash, though, and see what's happening his holiday evening here tonight. Stash, what can you give us a Christmas tale or a New Year's tale from the past? Or is he on the pot? I think I lost him. Stash. He's not there anymore. Stash? No, he's not there anymore. All right.
I have
he probably had to go back to work.
I have a feeling.